You see how it was loaded. Mm-hmm. You packed the powdered stuff in like that on it. And I don't know who I'm going to leave it to to appreciate it like I do.
Yeah.
I know one thing, they tell me that they've lost all art of making this metal. They can't make that kind of metal no more.
Beautiful, what do you call it?
Engraving on it?
Engraving, yeah.
Yes. Bound to have been a pretty expensive gun in that day and time.
Mm-hmm.
Not near as expensive as it is right now.
About guns now, what would you call a, what would you call the stuff that went in this gun?
The powder and wadding.
Wadding, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
modern day guns, like say a modern day guns, what sort, what are the different names you'd have for the ammunition you put in?
Well, you have the gun shells and you have the cartridges and pistol things, you know, a pistol but different cartridges, different size.
Yeah.
But,
Right, mm-hmm.
I believe you call them cartridges or about, for most any kind of gun until it gets up pretty good size. And I think after you pass that, it's called something else. Now, I'm not sure. But
yeah.
I think I heard men out of Keesler Field express one of these long bullets as some kind of a bullet and then another one a different kind.
Right. Pretty gun.
I wish you could.
You do?
Huh?
Yeah, that's an awful pretty gun. Okay. Well, I forgot what we were talking about, the house, weren't we?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah, what, something I wanted to ask you. What do you call the kind of a thing you put all sorts of valuables and goods in, sitting on the floor out there?
That's a cedar chest.
Cedar chest, right.
Okay. Chest, whatever you would call it. That made out of cedar, I guess you wouldn't call it a cedar chest.
Yeah.
They're generally made out of cedar.
Now, your wife, every morning she gets up around here and she does, what does she do?
Well, my sister-in-law gets up first and gets the boy off to school.
Yeah.
He has to be in school at 6:30.
Uh-huh.
And then me and my wife get up about 8 and have coffee and together and chat a little while and fuss a little. And then she goes right straight to preparing the meal for that night, see, because just me and my sister-in-law and her here, and we eat a sandwich or anything for dinner and go and say nothing. Because
mm-hmm. What is it you sweep with? You know what it is you sweep with? What do you call that?
A broom.
Yeah. And
we have mops and brooms and vacuum cleaners and all such things of that, you know, that they clean up with. But it's a house broom is what we always called it if you sent a kid to get it.
Yeah. Well, if you had, like say if it was around the corner or something or back there, you'd say, what would you say, if somebody wanted to use it, you'd tell them where it was?
You just say, you'll find the broom right around the corner there, in that corner there.
Right. Years ago, well, today women will do the laundry, they'll do the clothes. What would you say? On Monday, they generally do that.
Well, my sister-in-law washes every day.
Yeah, they wash every day now.
Yeah, but you got washers.
Did you used to have like one day in the week?
Yes, long years ago when I was a kid, we had one day. And some drove.